game of high-low.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Economic news is all about numbers, numbers up, numbers down, and in the fallout of this tanking economy, the number of people who lost jobs in a month is a big one. The figure is out for November officially this morning, and there's a decent chance it will dictate whether markets go up or down. Another number people are keeping an eye on, the price of oil, below $44 a barrel this morning. It's low as it's been in years, down 20% since last week alone. That's a big, near-record-breaking drop, as our man in London, Stephen Beard, reports.
More dismal economic data from the U.S. has put the skids under the price of crude. Lower retail sales and a big jump in jobless claims have taken their toll. That all adds up to rapidly slackening demand for oil. But there's another factor at work, disarray in the ranks of OPEC. Members of the cartel met a week ago, but failed to agree a cut in production which might have helped prop up the price. They'll have another go later this month, says oil trader Rob Loughlin.
OPEC meet again in Algeria on the 17th of December, and they're going to have some serious work to do to try and rectify falling prices.
Some analysts say the cartel will have to cut production by at least 2 million barrels a day to stop the price of oil falling further. Without such a cut, crude could slip beneath the psychologically significant level of $40 a barrel. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Automakers are still on Capitol Hill for round two of hearings looking at whether the industry gets a bailout. Execs are expected to speak before House members today, all amid reports that under some assistance proposal, the automakers could restructure at the request and under the helm of the federal government. Yesterday, General Motors and Chrysler chiefs say they would look closely at a possible merger if a bailout comes through. President-elect Barack Obama calls for spending billions on infrastructure projects as a way of jump-starting the economy. And this weekend, those who handle the projects gather in Washington. But as Marketplace's Sam Eaton reports, their wish list isn't what you'd expect.
The guys who build toll roads and bridges have a message for Barack Obama when it comes to his infrastructure stimulus plan.
We need to step away from the business-as-usual approach.
Patrick Jones heads the International Bridge, Tunnel, and Turnpike Association. He says the way government currently funds transportation infrastructure is in need of a major overhaul, especially as the tanking economy dries up the main source of revenue for these projects, the fuel tax.
We have to expand the funding toolbox, and we need to move to a more ubiquitous form of road pricing that helps to reduce our dependence on carbon-based fuels.
That pricing structure would come in the form of more toll roads funded in part by private industry. Jones says pay-by-use highways and bridges send a powerful economic signal to drivers to drive less. It also frees up more government funds for what he says is really needed to reduce greenhouse gases, more public transportation. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
Asian markets were mixed, mostly down. Japanese shares were flat. The Hong Kong market closed up. In Europe, stocks are down this morning. And the Dow dropped more than 200 yesterday. NASDAQ was down 46, and the S&P 500 fell by more than 25 points. Looking for atomic accommodations? The UK's Sun newspaper reports near Zurich, Switzerland, the Nullstern Hotel is a former nuclear bunker. It boasts slippers and hot water bottles because there's no heat. Earplugs because of its loud ventilation system. You see, Nullstern means no stars, as in rated zero on a scale. It's only about $9 a night, which is a deal we call the bomb.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Shriners Hospitals for Children, providing treatment for orthopedic, burn, and spinal cord injuries at no cost to the families. More at shrinersforkids.org. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Ah, high school, homecoming, the prom, reading for English class, and if you were cramming, reading Cliff's Notes. It may have helped you through The Scarlet Letter or Great Gatsby, but now you're an adult and maybe you need to shorten some other material, The New Yorker, Marketplace. Yeah, there was once such a thing, but the sour economy shortened that. Here's Marketplace's Sean Cole.
Our protagonist is Jeremy Brzezowski, publishing entrepreneur, father of four.
Goodbye, guys.
Mwah. He's a busy guy. And one day, mid-2005, he's sitting in his living room staring at all of the New Yorker magazines on the coffee table, and the Atlantic Monthlies, and the Washington Posts.
And I'm looking at this pile thinking, give me the cliff notes. Like, tell me the five things in this pile that I absolutely have to read so I can chuck the rest in the recycling bin and start from scratch.
The result was Brigit.com. That's B-R-I-J-I-T. The site would take longer form content and a Brigit, boil down a 12,000-word New Yorker article into 60 or 100 words, or boil down a certain radio program.
Let's move on to the job market. The Help Wanted Index comes out today. It's one of the
into a paragraph that might go like this.
The Conference Board's Help Wanted Index came out today, listing print and
online. It would rate the content, too.
Interesting, but this brief story is a little short on details.
The idea being that you'd then go and read or listen to the stuff that was worth your time.
In the same way that, you know, a Yelp or a Chowhound helps you kind of tap the wisdom of crowds to, you know, determine what restaurant to go to.
Brigit launched last October, funded by investors with the idea that it would sell ads and subscriptions later on. The site paid freelancers to summarize hundreds of little abstracts every day. Thousands of people read them. By March, Wired magazine rated Brigit one of the top business trends of 2008.
And in that environment, you'd never, ever hear about financing going bad.
But it did. The investors pulled. Brzezowski says it might have been the financial crisis, but he doesn't know. In the end, Brigit shut down after 6 months of life.
It was awful. I mean, there's nothing good about it. It's terrible. You've got this great idea, and you're getting terrific feedback on it. And I would chalk it up as an experience and just move on if I didn't miss the service myself so damn much.
It saved him time, which, of course, is money. And he still thinks other folks might be willing to pay for something that saves time. So he's planning a new version, summarymachine.com. Launch date and funding, as yet, unclear. I'm Sean Cole for Marketplace.
Well, there isn't a shortened version of the story, but you'll want to hear the whole thing inside our website, marketplace.org, in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.